Fergal Darcy on Today FM.
Probably gonna hold you. I just want a few before the end begins.
I need a win.
Don't need me a doctor's note or some pills to numb the pain.
I need a win.
Don't need inspirational quotes on my come down walk of shame.
I need a win.
Because this bad luck isn't moving. Sick of always losing, laughing at my bills like, how can I afford this? Crying at the tills like, I cannot ignore this. I forgot my ID, the bouncer wants to fight me. If I made a movie, will anybody like me? Unlikely, that's okay though. I'd rather risk it all to spin the wheel on a game show. Hit the jackpot, be a big shot, quit my job, just for once.
I need a win.
Don't need Oprah Winfrey quotes, cause they make me feel insane.
I need a win.
Don't need righteous talk show hosts saying it's the price of fame.
I need a win.
Cause this bad luck isn't moving.
I need a win.
And I'm sick of always losing.
I ain't got the time for second chances, second guessing myself like damn it. I don't wanna tell you that I'm damaged, but I'm kinda damaged. Listen to some summer tones. I ain't really sober though, my homie nearly overdosed. I sip that vodka, bro, I ain't sipping anymore. I ain't slipping, tell me more, and I spell like 20 times. I'm so alone, I just lied the first time.
So let it go.
All that negativity, animosity, and anger, you don't owe them any answers. You just owe yourself, take a breath, take a beat. You should ask for help, grab a friend, take a knee. You should ask for help, help.
Blizzards and Tabby Rex on Today FM. Welcome to the studio, Matt, Brezzy and Lou. How are you?
Good.
Good. Well.
How are you?
Well.
Love the single. And it's so different.
It was slightly different. Actually, when we start putting it together, we didn't really know what we were doing with it. We were just like, let's just have a bit of crack with this. Let's just do something a bit outside the box for us. And we kind of started going, I think this would be good for us to release as a collaboration.
For me, it's very Baz Luhrmann. This is really
that's
different, but I like it.
Dulcet tones, is it, Matt?
Yeah, yeah,
listen
yeah,
to those beautiful.
They're good, Matt, yeah?
Grizzly
well,
tones.
We got some special news here, actually. The big gig in Whelan's, which is sold out on the 6th. There is a follow-up gig on the 7th, but the one on the 6th, we have some news, Matt. Would you like to break the news to Ireland?
Yeah, I'm going to be showing up in a Santa suit and giving out presents to everyone. No. Tebby Rex will be supporting the Blizzards on the 6th in Whelan's. That's our Whelan's main stage debut, actually.
No way.
Yeah. We've played the upstairs
special
in Whelan's.
Moment.
It's very special.
It's a special moment.
Man, we'd be loving it. But yeah, no, we'll be there and we'll be supporting them.
That is pretty class. I just have to tell everyone that Matt rocked in here on a skateboard today.
Yeah, I was like, oh.
It was as good as like coming in the Honda 50 in the 1960s. I'm telling you, you just arrived up and rocked in. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, come down from Thomas Street on the skateboard. You get a few looks on Thomas Street when you do that. It's a community that we have up there.
I want to mention some of these other gigs because I know Mighty Pies is sold out on the 29th of November. Fabulous venue. 6th is sold out in Whelan's, but there is tickets available for the 7th, a very limited amount, so do get looking for those. It is Cypress Avenue's on the 14th and the 22nd, Dolan's in Limerick. It has been a busy year for you guys. The album is on the way too as well early next year.
Well, you know, in terms of gigging, we haven't been that busy because, like, we made the decision because we all have, like most other bands, we've other jobs. And then we just wanted to get a few gigs in at the end of the year before we start building up to the album. It's just to get the dust off. You live and die on your stage.
For anyone that hasn't seen The Blizzards or Tabby Rex Live, well worth checking out. You've brought out a children's book, The Magic Moment, which people should check out. It's a really good Christmas stocking filler if you get a chance to get it. And also some Luderman of a truck driver bust up your favourite neon sign outside Camden.
Yeah, and didn't stop. No. That's the worst part. They took that big neon sign out Camden.
I wonder where that went.
Which I don't care about Camden or anything that's in it. I don't care about the gear, the desk. I care about the sign.
You like that sign.
It's just the sign. And I said, if that building ever burns to the ground, I will save that sign first. The sign is no longer there.
Oh, yeah.
It's gone. The neon sign is gone. And it was heartbreaking stuff. We're still dealing with it, but we're getting there. You know, we take each day as it comes.
In other good news, speaking of Camden Recording Studio, as you know, we did our Fan Marie competition down there. We also do World Record Store Day. And I've got some very exciting news that on the 3rd of December, we will be launching our Christmas at Camden campaign, which means that we're going to have brilliant musicians like Tabby Rex and The Blizzards down there doing Christmas numbers along with some other artists as well, which we're not going to announce yet, but it's going to be special.
Me and you have done stuff there before. And the one thing I love about Camden is that we just work with unbelievable musicians. Like, you know, what's happened, I think, a lot in the last couple of years is that the music industry is really thriving. It's been amazing. But we still have to remember that there's people out there who have such a craft to play. Like, if you hear these guys playing, that's what I love about being in the studio. I'm around incredible musicians. I get to listen to them and hear them and learn from them and stuff like that. So musicianship and the craft of musicianship in recent years kind of, not that it was forgotten about, it was kind of slowly diminished because you've the introduction of programming and music, and you can actually make music without even having any instruments in the room, which, you know, was great and all, but it still, you, when you hear an amazing piano player play a piano, it's like nothing else. It's like
there's inspiration. I think that's the thing, and I think that only when you immerse yourself in that kind of surrounding that you become better at what you do. And I've definitely seen that there. Anytime I've been up there, it's just to see this, like, clarinet players coming in and piano players coming in. When you're kind of going like, Jesus Christ, like this. I remember, like, 14 years of age, being in Navan playing the solo to November Rain. Well, hey, you know what I mean?
You're trying to get one of the best clarinet players in Ireland to teach you Glen Rowe and the clarinet. It's like, he goes, that's not really why I signed up to this. You know?
Nevertheless, it's inspiring.
Ben Castle is this unbelievable player, and you're like, dude, can you teach me Glen Rowe? He's like, he's an English guy. He just looks at you. No.
I just want to give a special shout out to the guys from TBRX. Matt, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
And long may the great work continue. You guys are really doing some inspirational stuff at the moment. Blizzards as well. Remember, you can check out those dates. TBRX will join the Blizzards on the 6th to the 12th, but the big one, of course, the 7th to the 12th, happening in Whelan's. Get your tickets right now. You'll also be able to check out these dates online. The cover version you're going to do for us today is Can't Move On.
Yeah. Yes. I was saying, probably the two best songs I've heard on radio this year are both being Irish. I think Picture This new single, perfect pop music. I think this is how to write a pop song. If I'm ever asked, you know, how it's just an incredible song. And I remember hearing it first going, from the minute it came in, from when the kick comes in. And obviously I work with Connor a lot, who's one of the main writers in Wild Youth. So I just rang him there that the week. I said, listen, we're going to cover this. It's not going to be the same as, you know, your cover. I hope they didn't cover that. That's be the greatest.
No, I
just said we'll give it a shot. It's slightly more different, more subdued, because it's a sad song.
Yeah,
you know?
But it is a goddamn good song. As you said, one of the singles of the year. So this is The Blizzards with Can't Move On.
Holding you. Two. Darcy on Today FM.